This is the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast, lighthearted and heartfelt conversations about what it looks like to live, heal, and blossom in middle age. I'm your host, April Pruitt. Let's get our bloom on. Hi, Mid-Bloomers. How's everybody doing? I'm doing fine, thank you. And I'm feeling better. If you've been listening, I've been talking about this transient ischemic attack, or TIA, a month or so ago. I can't believe it's been that long because I've been focusing so much on taking care of myself, not just physically, but physically was what I had been ignoring for a very long time. It was almost like I was like hedging bets, or it's like, okay, God, if I keep eating badly for just the next 2 weeks, and then I'll get on board on what I need to do. It was almost like, am I going to get away with eating this fried chicken today if I have a salad tomorrow? Or should I? Then it's like, I won't even worry about it. And then, dun, 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 transient ischemic attack, TIA. Now, I will tell you that I'm grateful I had this. I say that for a couple of reasons. One, it could have been a full-on stroke, meaning having some brain damage. Now, you know, the amount of brain damage is another story. But with this TIA, no brain damage, no brain damage. It's like this precursor to a possible stroke. And it was only a matter of time. And now my odds of having a full-on stroke are 1 in 3. As I remind myself of that, it's not worth it to, well, I'll just have a couple of slices of pizza. Well, I'll just have one soda. You know, I had enough water. I can't play that game anymore. I've been playing it for years and it stopped now. It's like, oh my God, if I ever needed another pizza, well, you know, I've eaten pounds of pizza over the years. It's not the end of the world. And again, you know, if you have a little treat every now and then, I don't think that's an issue simply because that's what works for me. It's all I can say right now. And those things may change. But for the most part, I've cut out 90% of all the foods I have been eating. Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, which I always love. I wasn't into salads, but I'm doing more salads. I like roasted vegetables. Those taste good to me. Those give me satisfaction. So a lot of Brussels sprouts. I roasted some sweet potatoes and staying away from a lot of meat. I'll eat fish, tuna, salmon, and like some turkey sausage maybe once a week. And I get that craving for some meat. I do have veggie patties that I eat because now that I'm not doing all of the fast food, because that's what I was doing, I wasn't cooking. Now I'm doing more cooking, which means cleanup. You know, these are all the things that I hadn't been doing before. I've changed my lifestyle. So I know that may sound normal to a lot of you. It's like, you don't cook, you're not used to cleaning up. Well, yeah, that's just the way I was living. So again, I make these changes. I do feel better. I really do. Keeping track of all my numbers every day. They're still monitoring me on my blood pressure, my weight, my oxygen, and I check my glucose levels. That's been the toughest part of it, is cutting down on sugar and beefing up the fiber. So a lot more fiber. So with these whole foods I eat, like sweet potatoes and Brussels sprouts, I'm getting my fiber from that. I also love, it's not about fiber, but it's just about having a little taste of something salty. So I get those little seaweed packages. It's like nori seaweed. It's like 30 calories, but it's just a little satisfying kind of salty treat, or maybe a handful of walnuts. I love walnuts. Almonds aren't my thing. I know a lot of people eat almonds, but walnuts are good for you too. And then for breakfast, I was doing the bacon and fried eggs and hash browns and, you know, all of that. And now it's okay. I'll have a couple of boiled egg, so there's no added fat that anything is cooking in, and maybe some wheat toast and a plain old coffee as opposed to, you know, a large or a grande latte. That's just like my calories for the day. Yep, doing better, feeling better. I'm grateful. I still need to move my body more. And I got to jump on that. I got to get on that. Oh, before I forget, neighbor across the street, 80 years old, a couple of weeks ago, she had a stroke. She is in rehab right now. She was living by herself. She was having a guy come to spray inside for bugs. When he went to the door, she wasn't answering it. And then he looked in the window. He could see her kind of wandering around in the house. And she wasn't responding to him, banging on the door or the window, trying to get her attention. So he ended up calling 911 and then talked to one of the neighbors. So somehow they were able to get her to the door. And she had had a full-on stroke. She has family that's coming from out of town to help her. But that was another wake-up call. Here's my, you know, my great neighbor. And he's like, you know, we need to get all the single ladies on the street to exchange information and to watch out for each other. And then maybe they can put like a little note in the window to let everybody know they're okay. You know, and I'm like, well, okay, so I put the note in the window and then I fall and I can't get up. What's going to happen then? So, I mean, I think he was just thinking out of the box there, but all good intentions, all good intentions. So, and I don't want to forget that I still have to exchange information with my loved ones and friends so that everybody's aware of what's going on or if there's another emergency that occurs. Okay, I want to talk about how I'm trying to release some stress in my life. I'm not as afraid or walking around, you know, thinking at any moment I'm going to have a stroke. So I've kind of put that aside. But I there are just little things that get my mind kind of away from any doom and gloom that may linger. So one thing I love to do in the mornings is I go to the New York Times and do some of the puzzles. They have a new puzzle called Connections when there are a group of four words and you're trying to determine, in four different groups, which ones are actually connected, related. And I love that. I love Wordle. I get a kick out of that. That just kind of helps me free my mind and just having fun with that, just keeping it, you know, just keeping it light. And also sleeping with my kitties, Haas and Allie. They always usually get me up before my alarm goes off. Either someone's sitting on my head. Good times. I know a lot of you who have cats, you're familiar with that, or the paw in the face and lightly scratching my forehead to get my attention. But I do want to share that I finally figured out that officially season 2 will launch on Wednesday, November 1st. Yay! Yes, yes. I've decided that I will be ready and getting back on board and getting rolling on these new episodes. I will tell you about my first guest, and her name is Petra Van Dale. She is a life coach and she lives in the Netherlands. Her focus or her emphasis is on narcissistic and emotional abuse in relationships. And these relationships people think are loving relationships and don't realize how they're being harmed. On the homepage of her website, she has this comment, "Adversity, if you let it, has this wonderful way of strengthening your wings." I really like that. We all know we've heard that in many different ways. What doesn't kill you make you stronger. You know, you're more than just a survivor. You're a thriver. All of these positive affirmations. And when you get to a certain point, I know, starting off my journey, I didn't want to hear anything anybody had to say. I was suffering. Poor, poor me. You know, you go through that. Some people go through that anyway. I did. And then as you start building muscles and start understanding your own personal value, and you realize, oh, life has got a lot to give me. Despite this, or maybe because of it, I have the strength that was given to me to keep it moving. So I've really enjoyed speaking with her. She's a very, very positive person. And I look forward to you listening to that conversation. So, mid bloomers, fall is here. I'm happy to say, for those of you who are living in states or in the world where you do have seasons, fall is my favorite. I love the colors. I love the cool, fresh air. I can take my kitties out. In the summer, it's too hot, but I can take them out on a leash. But the only problem with that is once I start getting used to taking them out, they're like, we're not going out today. Meow, 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 meow. That's always a problem for me, but we shall get through it. Thank you, mid bloomers and friends, for listening. I appreciate you. I thank you for supporting me. I am looking forward to you listening to the season, and I will talk to you again before season 2 begins. Thank you all so much. Sending you blessings.
Thank you for joining me today on Living in Midbloom. I hope you found this episode insightful, meaningful, and maybe it's given you something to think about. I invite you to share your positive reviews or ideas on topics you would like me to touch on by leaving your comments on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. We are all divine beings who just want to be seen, heard, and loved. Have a beautiful day.